All right, so let's skip forward a bunch of slides and get to reports from the Water Development Board staff. And I think, Sarah, are you on the call for us today?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Morning, everyone. I just have a few quick updates. On October 2nd, we approved an item related to Task 5B to negotiate and execute contracts for consultants to perform FMEs for small communities, as selected by the regional flood planning groups. The survey on Task 5B metrics was sent out on Monday, November 10th, to chairs, sponsors, and tech consultants. The survey will precede a chair-level-led conference call to discuss regional approaches to Task 5B. And this is scheduled for December 3rd at 1. A link to register was sent via the email. The board has been tasked by the governor to manage Senate Bill 3 and make recommendations for locations the emergency needs siren systems for areas affected by the July 2025 emergency declaration. The board sent out a survey to regions 8 through 15 asking for feedback from expert stakeholders within the areas that were affected. Lastly, the board hosted a technical conference call on June 25th. The agenda included aligning the next state flood plan with the 28 to 29 fifth cycle, that is the 2028 to 2029 fifth cycle, estimating cost for FMX, additional guidance for emergency need, as well as the new FME program. The recording and slides are available on the website. And that's it for me. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, sir. Pam, you don't sponsor anything?
I think we're amending our contract with HAF for some adjustments on the task budget that they need to move things around, but that's the only thing that's administrative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then from the chair, so the item that she mentioned, sort of the 3B, is about sort of, it's a chair call to talk. On our previous call, I had asked, what are the other regions doing about rural and a low population, right? And how are they defining how to come out? I figure it's beneficial if we can align across the regions as much as possible. And so in response to that, they sent out sort of a survey to each region. And that's what this next call is going to be, us to kind of talk amongst each other and see if we can get some synergy over these definitions. Because again, it's going to follow through to project scoring at some point, and it doesn't make sense if we're all using different stuff. And with that, Anthony's who are lower rural guy, smaller community, I passed it along to him to also join that call, so he's already committed to do that. One other thing is our second amendment to our first plan, where we just got the final approval, right? So I think 14 regions now have been approved, and so those will all go forward to the state, rolling into the first, you know, updating the first state plan this I guess March or so, which puts everybody in line for the fifth. So as you remember, we did a second amendment. The first one was just a small cleanup. The second was to add some more projects in that came in, I don't know, less than 12 months ago, it feels like, at this point. But those folks are set up. We resolved all our comments through Ryan and our team, so we are good to move forward with that.